Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. I'm Gardner Goldsmith, continuing our conversations about freedom in so many different facets. You can find Liberty Conspiracy online Monday through Friday, starting at 6 o'clock Eastern Time on Rumble and Rockfin. You can join the chat there, or you can listen and watch at my Twitter feed, which is at Gard Goldsmith. That's G-A-R-D Goldsmith. And, of course, you can always find the show after the fact at Rockfin and at Rumble. And I really hope that you like what you're hearing and that you'll find us over there and join us live or after the fact. The United States government's involvement around the world is not just its own involvement. It's the funneling of weapons, and it's the utter hypocrisy that has come around from the United States for so long. Let me give you this little sign of something here. Check this out. Remember when Geraldo interviewed Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas, I wrote, in Afghanistan poppy fields? The U.S. government claimed that they had to guard the poppies. Now, the Taliban has taken down the fields. Myanmar becomes the world's biggest producer of opium is the headline of this Guardian piece. How shocking. Yeah, Afghanistan production has dropped 95%, according to a UN report. The legacy of the United States in Afghanistan not only is leaving all sorts of weapons there that have been spread all over the world, sort of like a gun-running campaign that might have been done under Eric Holder and the idea inspired during the W administration, otherwise known as Fast and Furious. Not only did they leave all that military equipment there, they also left the Taliban, and they said years ago, we were told that the United States government had to guard the poppy crop so that the locals wouldn't be overrun by the Taliban and see the Taliban take over this drug trade. It had to be done for the locals because the Taliban would take over and just take this incredible money-making machine. Well, that isn't exactly what happened. Those Americans who told us that they had to engage in this not war, but it's pretty much war without any declaration, completely unconstitutional, contrary to the Geneva Conventions, this occupation of Afghanistan for two decades. The people who told us that they had to guard the poppy crops also were the same people who told us that there had to be a so-called war on drugs in the United States. And, of course, who then saw the Afghan region become not just the world's leader in opium production, which it already was at 90% of the world's opium production. It rose to 97% of the world's opium production during the United States occupation. So here's the story about now Myanmar replacing it. How can that be? I thought if the United States left, the Taliban would take over and start producing all that opium and turning it into heroin and spreading it all around the world. And then, of course, the United States really would be engaging in its war on us and its continued war on drugs domestically as it seized people's property, as it broke the Fourth Amendment, and did all sorts of other things. Well, according to AFP Images and The Guardian, Myanmar became the world's biggest producer of opium in 2023. Well, there's still a few weeks left, overtaking Afghanistan after the Taliban government's crackdown on the trade, according to a United Nations report. Wait a minute. I thought for sure that doesn't make any sense. How is that possible? Surely we already know that the United States government was involved with stopping the Taliban from taking that over, right? Wasn't that the case? I thought that was the case. I thought for sure we you know, we had the United States government stopping the Taliban from taking over. I remember because it was Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas who talked to Tucker Carlson all about that. You remember that, right? Well, if you follow my Twitter feed, and you'll find all this news on my Twitter feed, you will see the link to the original story. Here it is at YouTube.
We provide them security.
Here is Tucker Carlson. And by the way, Clayton Morris, I've shown this before in the program, Clayton Morris will be appearing from Redacted in a segment that I've recorded for this show. Great stuff from Clayton Morris. He and Natalie Morris now are the hosts of Redacted. Clayton used to be on Fox. And if you go earlier in this segment, you'll see Clayton right over here. There's Clayton, early in his days at Fox. And there's Allison Camerota, who's now over, what, at CNN? But here we go, Geraldo reporting live from Afghanistan as we get to hear about him hanging out with some really, really good guys, as he describes them. Troops, you know, guarding the opium.
Addicted to opium in many, many ways. That is the principal crop that is being grown here. The Taliban lend the farmers the money. They are indebted to the Taliban. They have to grow the opium. Now the Marines in their success are, in a sense, a victim of their success because now the population...
So that's what Geraldo reported. That's what the government told him. He went there, he got the government line, oh, the Taliban lend the locals the money, and so the Taliban, they have to continue supplying the drugs to the Taliban. And if the United States government doesn't watch this area and guard this area of the poppies, then the Taliban will just take it. Really?
Is, you know, they have these opium fields, and we are tolerating it. We are tolerating the cultivation of the opium because we know that if we were to destroy it now, the population would turn against the Marines, and it would be a real security risk. Let me introduce Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas. He's the commanding officer of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines, really a wonderful group of Marines here. I know that you care deeply about this this contradiction, the fact that here you have one of the best fighting forces in the world ever mounted, and in a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is part of the culture. So,
well, it's not part of the culture now there, buddy. Nah, it's not part of the culture now. Strangely, the Taliban destroyed all that. Now, whether or not one thinks that that's a positive or a negative for the people there, as a freedom lover, I believe that it's probably really bad to engage in aggression against other people. There's a demand for the poppies. There's a demand for the opium. There's a demand for the heroin. And, of course, that demand is manipulated and warped because of government intervention. We don't know what the natural demand would be. We don't know how bad, how good things would be for people in the area if they wanted to grow other crops, if the British Empire had not existed, if all of that stuff going back to the Silk Road had not brought in opium hundreds of years ago. We don't know. But we can tell that the United States line about the Taliban taking over and getting all the money from these things was utter garbage. Because when the Taliban did take over, they did exactly the opposite of what the United States government said the Taliban threatened to do as the rationale for the United States government supposedly guarding the poppy crops. So there you go, folks. As we head into 2024, congratulations, Myanmar. You are the world's top producer of opium. Yes, indeed. Enjoy your stay. Oh, isn't that wonderful? And you know, folks, we have to make sure that we remind people on this this war front that there are other stories in addition to this one. So let's get right to them. Yes, Zelensky. Zelensky coming to the United States. Let's check out some of the great action from Zelensky. But first, let's make sure that as we go through the program tonight, no, we're not sponsored by any opium producers. However, I want to be careful because, you know, I mentioned Iraq before. And, you know, that embargo on Iraq, that was brought about by the Clinton administration. And I know that sometimes people kind of worry. They say, oh, you know, can I be critical of the Clintons, or will I end up, you know, with my head smashed in on some railroad tracks in Arkansas? Or will I be rolled up in a carpet somewhere in Fort Marcy Park? Or, you know, I don't know, like on a plane somewhere in the Baltic region, you know, and all of a sudden just plane flies into a, you know, that sort of thing. So I just want to mention, you know, to any of you folks who are watching the show, you know, don't worry about you. I'm sure the Clintons are very peaceful people. They're not going to go after you. Everything's cool. And the military-industrial complex is totally cool. They're totally fine. In fact, I kind of indemnified our show because I've become so cozy with the military-industrial complex. And we have another new advertiser on the show. This one, I think, is going to totally insulate us from any sort of threats to our lives, any sort of invasions of our privacy, seizures of our bank accounts, threats to our friends and neighbors and family members or businesses or anything like that. I think we're totally insulated now thanks to this new advertiser. So let's go to our advertiser guy, our advertiser announcer guy, and find out what we've got when we look at all the great advertisers with our show. Hey, advertiser guy, what's going on?
Well, Gar, thank you very much. It's great to be back on the show. And yes, we want to thank all our sponsors for Liberty Conspiracy. Remember, folks, Arm & Hammer Baking Soda. Arm & Hammer, when you just can't stop the hammering. We're also brought to you by Gorilla Glue, the original Gorilla Glue, bonds virtually everything, including stupid people to the floors of Porsche Volkswagen display shops. Yes, Gorilla Glue. Have a great time. Yeah, and don't forget, bring that potty. Also brought to you by BAE Systems. BAE Systems, bond almost everything. You got to make sure if you can't bond with it, you've got to bomb it. BAE Systems, also brought to you by Mr. Raytheon himself, Lloyd Austin. Lloyd Austin, yes, what else are you going to do when you can't stay at Raytheon all the time but work for the government and promote Raytheon? Raytheon, United Technologies, and Lloyd Austin, working for you to go bankrupt. And brought to you by Lockheed Martin and its weird Illuminati symbols, as well as Boeing, and a wonderful, very nice woman who doesn't want you censored in any way, Nikki Haley. Boeing and Nikki Haley. And by the way, when we talk about Illuminati symbols, pay no attention to that symbol behind the curtain. Boeing, bombing and bombing for years and years. And now we're also brought to you by the product of Boeing. You got it. That's right. Drones. Hey, they're not just for beehives anymore. And brought to you by Coca-Cola, Hunter Biden's favorite. Have a Coke and a white-lipped smile. And brought to you by Parmesan cheese. Parmesan cheese, when you just can't get enough off the floor and suck it up and smoke it. Parmesan cheese from Kraft. And now, Guard. Guard? Oh, yeah, announcer guy, what's going on? What's happening, announcer guy? We have our new advertiser, right?
That's right, Guard. Our new advertiser is with us. It's Ron Brown Airlines. Yes, Ron Brown Airlines. When you run into some problems with the Clintons, hop on Ron Brown Airlines, and they'll bring you right down to the ground. Ron Brown Airlines, back to you, Guard.
Hey, that's pretty good. Boy, we must be making a lot of money with Ron Brown Airlines. That's excellent stuff. Are they paying us a lot there, ad voice guy? I hope we're getting a lot of money because I want to make sure I give you a raise. Are we getting a lot from Ron Brown Airlines?
Absolutely, Guard. Ron Brown Airlines is just getting off the ground. Well, actually, they're never getting off the ground, but they're going to give us a lot of money to promote them, because that's the way most government schemes go. Back to you, Guard.
Wow, that's awesome. Thanks so much, ad guy. Boy, it's really good to have that new advertiser. Hey, by the way, remember yesterday how I said that we got to make sure, we have to make sure that we fall in line with a lot of the pop media and a lot of the big politicians of Washington, and make sure that Ukraine gets all the weapons and all the, you know, it's got to get everything. Every possible, you know, all our advertisers are telling me that that's very important. Well, let's take a look at Zelensky's visit and remember some of the rhetoric that was given to us before Zelensky completed all his rounds in the United States, okay? He was down in Venezuela, down in Argentina, and that was very exciting. He was hanging out with Milei, and that's, we'll talk about that in a minute. Javier, yeah, he's in his first week, he's not impressing a lot of libertarians. But you remember they were telling us this new line that if Putin's not stopped, he's going to leapfrog right across Europe. He's going to march across Europe. I mean, he's going to just stroll right across Europe because he's got very strong legs. He's got a lot of stamina. You know, he's pretty fit, right? So probably just walk right across Europe, you know, swim across the English Channel, take over England, probably. You know how that goes, right? Get some fish and chips because that's always big. And then he'll just jump right over the United States if he's not stopped in Ukraine. He's just going to keep expanding. And God knows it would be terrible if some really well-armed nation state pushed for expansion of its hegemony all around the world. I mean, that would just be, you know, and then he could come and take over the United States. And as I mentioned yesterday, imagine Putin taking over the United States. He'd be silencing speech and having the government work with special interests to silence speech. He'd be funneling money to all these different corporate crony gangster interests and stuff for things that we didn't even want. He'd probably be setting up military bases all around the world. We can't have that. We can't have Putin running our lives. We got to be free. There you go. And let's hear what... I'm totally in line with the warnings of this guy right here. Let's check out this dude, because he knows exactly how things are going to go if we are not forced by guys like him to give more weapons to Zelensky. Here's Chuck Schumer, and I think he lays it out pretty darn well. He makes a lot of sense.
If there's anyone inspired by unresolved issues on Capitol Hill, it is just Putin and his sick clique.
Okay, Putin and his sick clique. That's very interesting, isn't it? Just Putin and his sick clique. Well, you know, I want to turn to, I think Russell Brand did a pretty good job on this. Let me find Russell here and see if I've got this covered correctly. Yes, I do. Let's hear some more about the narrative that if Ukraine doesn't get more, and by the way, it's not $100 billion, it's more like $130 billion, or in fact, you'll probably hear Clayton Morris mention it, it's really upwards of $200 billion that the United States government, which is, you know, bankrupt, has given to Ukraine. But let's check out Russell Brand from today, because he brings some smiles at the same time. He hears the balderdash, and he, too, is just completely, like, stunned. Check it out. He can't – it's wonderful sometimes when you hear people and they're just reacting in certain ways where they just say, I just can't believe I'm seeing and hearing what I'm seeing and hearing.
Well, now, because there's a bit more opposition and a recent attempt to get $108 billion failed, you'll see more and more media saying, if we do not win this war against Russia, or if Ukraine don't, sorry, I don't know why I said we, if Ukraine don't win, Ukraine, not we, Ukraine, don't win that war against Russia, Putin will start invading, I don't know, Finland and other NATO members, but Is Ukraine really a democracy as we understand democracy anyway? And is there a set of other reasons for perpetuating this war? And now that people are opposing the war, whether that's within the institutions of American politics or in the public at large, are they escalating the threat? You have to stop Putin now. He's going to invade somewhere else. He doesn't seem to be doing that. I mean, he's never invaded anywhere, has he? Except Ukraine, which he said he would do if you tried to get him in NATO. Let's have a look at it. Try and understand it a little better ourselves. Because I tell you, won't tell you the truth. Joe Biden and the legacy media. Let's get into it.
Breaking news. Senate Republicans blocking a bill that includes billions of dollars in aid for Israel and Ukraine, despite dire warnings from the administration that U.S. funding for Ukraine will run out in a matter of weeks. President Biden tonight also warning, quote, we can't let Putin win.
Can't let him win, can't let him win. And what the hell is that program going to be with Anthony Blinken and King Charles? King Charles and Anthony Blinken? Don't watch that.
I believe that any member of Congress who does not support funding for Ukraine is voting for an outcome that will make it easier for Putin to prevail.
Do you see what democracy is here now in our countries? Democracy is do as we tell you, otherwise you're not democratic. But isn't democracy the freedom to choose via the ballot or other means what political outcomes ought to be? No, it's do what we tell you, otherwise Putin. That's democracy.
That is, a vote against supporting Ukraine is a vote to improve Putin's strategic position. That's just an inescapable reality.
It's inescapable. We can't escape that reality. Not by going off the planet, not by setting up some sort of colony under the sea.
Under the sea.
There is no escape from that reality. But actually, you would have to say, what's democracy like in your country lately? For example, did you get to vote on any of these wars that are going on right now? And what's democracy like in the Ukraine right now? I.e., is it a representation of the kind of liberal democratic values that we sort of all generally understand, i.e. assemblies and councils and judiciary and people voting for X and Y or whatever? Is that what's happening? Or are we in some sort of weird crisis time where the word democracy just means centralized, homogenized administration that basically prohibits and limits your power in any way they can and is looking for new ways to limit it every day?
A vote against supplemental funding for Ukraine will hurt Ukraine and help Russia.
Get ready for more of that rhetoric in the forthcoming election. If you vote for anyone, anyone other than Joe Biden, or unless we can get someone younger, and let's face it, everyone's younger. If you vote for anyone other than Joe Biden, I mean Bobby Kennedy, I mean Cornel West, I mean Marianne Williamson, I certainly mean Trump or Vivek or any of those lunatics, then you are voting for, wait, Putin.
It will hurt democracy and help dictators, and we think that that is not the right lesson of history and that every member, Democrat and Republican, should vote to support this.
Okay, so democracy is do as I tell you, which essentially is what new technological dictatorships look like. You're sort of told you're in a democracy, but you don't seem to have very much freedom in it. Excuse me, isn't that?
That's right. That's right. It's good to see Russell Brand getting this stuff out there. Of course, among anarchy circles, this is the sort of thing we've been trying to explain to people about democracy for a long time. And even the founders, who weren't necessarily anarchists on the whole, were trying to warn people about democracy, how the system gets gamed. It is two wolves and a sheep voting over what they have for dinner. That's what it is. And once people recognize that power system, as Alexis de Tocqueville reported to us in the early 1800s, the game was over. Thanks for listening to Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. There's plenty more coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
USA News Update.
In Rudy Giuliani's defamation trial, jurors granted nearly $150 million to two Georgia election workers. The verdict concluded that the former lawyer for Donald Trump had defamed the poll workers in 2020.
Possibly we'll move for a new trial. Certainly we'll appeal. The absurdity of the number merely underscores the absurdity of the entire proceeding.
Giuliani had accused the workers of being involved in stealing the 2020 presidential election, leading to charges of spreading conspiracy theories about them. President Biden's job approval rating has reached a record low. According to a recent Pew Research Center poll, only 33% of Americans approve of the president's job performance. According to a government report, inflation is set to meet the Federal Reserve's 2% target by 2024. The Congressional Budget Office's forecast indicates that annual inflation will continue decreasing. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Return with Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Now let's turn to the fine folks at Redacted. I recorded some good stuff from Redacted earlier today, and I want to go into that. Let's see. I've got to get this info from them. Here we go. Yeah. Let me just double check on this here. And bring this up for you correctly. Yeah, okay. Oh, man, here we go. This is the good folks at Redacted covering Zelensky's visit. Here we are. Here we go. You saw Tucker Carlson from 20-something years ago, and there he is now with his awesome wife, and they are rocking it on Redacted Monday through Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern U.S. time on Rumble Unedited. They go for a while on YouTube, but then they have to just pull out because too much of their stuff would be censored.
Of the Ukrainian flag.
It really went all out.
Yeah, that's really showing the world.
All those memories of the Ukrainian flag. Remember those?
They invited Zelensky to hang Ukrainian flags in the United States Congress. They let him speak at a joint session of Congress, which is an honor which is only reserved for people who control the United States. We only let people who we answer to speak in front of a joint session of Congress. The propaganda was incredibly strong, and most Americans, of course, fell for it. Falling for it allowed the United States Congress to send over $200 billion to Ukraine. I love seeing this fake number floating around of $111 billion. Let's be honest. We know that that's just the batch of money that they've set aside for Ukraine. The tens of billions of dollars that is secretly and had already been funded to Ukraine is well over $200 billion. It's one of the largest boondoggles in American history. More than 500,000 Ukrainians are now dead. American defense companies set record profits. The CEO of Raytheon casually admitted the truth that the war in Ukraine is very profitable.
You know, you made some public comments a while back about how, you know, the conflict would likely result in an increase in your business. Some took issue with that. That seems like a logical consequence of what's going on, right?
Yeah, that's fair enough. Look, you know, we don't apologize for making these systems, making these weapons. I make no apology for that. I think, again, recognizing, you know, we are there to defend democracy. And the fact is, eventually, we will see some benefit in the business over time.
Yeah, we will.
Some benefit, yeah. A little bit.
The Biden administration is now threatening Americans. Ukraine needs more money or Putin will win. And Americans will need to go fight in Ukraine, as we just talked with Jim Ferguson about. Like, this is really happening in the UK and in the United States. President Biden said this last week. And Secretary of State Blinken reminded all of us this week that war has been great for American companies, so you should be happy about this.
A note on this, and this is more for the American audience. If you look at the investments that we've made in Ukraine's defense to deal with this aggression, 90% of the security assistance we provided has actually been spent here in the United States with our manufacturers, with our production, and that's produced more American jobs. More growth in our own economy. So this has also been a win-win that we need to continue.
It's a win-win. He says that with a straight face. It's a win-win.
Sort of like that canard that many of us got sold when we were in high school. I know my high school teachers pushed this nonsense. Not all of them, but many of them. The real lefties did this. They didn't understand economics. And, you know, it's that idea of World War II got us out of the Great Depression. And I still encounter some of my old schoolmates. The left wing is like, what do you mean it didn't pull us out of the Great Depression? I said, listen, dude, when you're taking natural resources, human resources, first, you're sending human resources over to get slaughtered overseas. They're not working. They're not producing things for people. They're not bettering their lives or other people's lives with their products that people could voluntarily buy if they thought that they would improve their lives. You're taking people's money away from them. You're taking natural resources and turning it into things that's going to be destroying buildings and people overseas. It's going to be burning up energy. You really think that taking all those resources that put people to work, doing what? Digging holes and filling them back in. And again, it was the equivalent of that. They just turned that work into tanks. They turned that work into rockets. They turned that work into planes. They used the oil. They used the gasoline for things that didn't have to be used because the United States didn't have to be in World War II. And it extended the Great Depression. It didn't make it better. It put a false mask on it to say, well, all these people are working. The unemployment rate's going down. Yeah, well, you know, if you take most of your young guys and send them overseas into a meat grinder, and you take a lot of women out of their homes and you put them into manufacturing plants and mills, well, you're going to get a lot of people working. The question is whether they're working on things that in a normal world people would think are productive types of work. If they're not productive types of work, then they're not helping people. You're not rising out of the Great Depression. You're doing make-work schemes. Just amazing. We'll continue with Clayton Morris. Here we go.
Well, this week, America's second favorite world leader behind Benjamin Netanyahu was back in Washington begging for more money. He's going to meet with President Biden and the Speaker of the House, the new Speaker of the House. But before he does that, he met yesterday with his main benefactors, of course, the United States defense industry. I mean, this was an unbelievable Let's get the cameras here. Let's make sure he's shaking hands with all of these defense contractors. There he is, shaking hands with the Lockheed Martin's executives, Boeing executives, Northrop Grumman. He mentioned all
right there, everybody. I wanted to make sure that I injected that thing about World War II, because right there, you get Zelensky shaking hands with the people who are the recipients of the make work redirection of money, and not just the redirection of money, the make work redirection of debt service. These people are the overlords of the slave plantations into which not just we have been put, but future generations have been put. That's one of the most perverse parts about the United States system and many Western systems that operate through debt slavery. They not only create the debts and give payoffs to these people in their great suits, holding their hands so respectfully, that sort of thing, right? They not only give them the benefits, but it's this bizarre multi-generational thing where when these guys are long gone and ghosts, other people who the ghosts of them, the spirits of them have not even been put in bodies yet, will be walking the earth, will be paying for all of these people. All these people that Anthony Blinken says, oh, they're part of the economy that's doing so well. All that work that's going on. For what? It's just amazing. It's amazing. And it's the same sort of stuff when they put the money into all other pork projects. We know that. But in this case, they try to excuse it, just like they try to excuse fighting climate change or whatever, national security risk of this or that or whatever. They gin up this sort of thing, and it has the trappings of old-time war, of the heroes who went overseas. And again, I am the son of a guy who went into the Pacific, and I'm the nephew of a guy who went into the European theater, right? So, you know, I described some of the things that my father and my uncle went through in World War II. They were 1 year apart from each other, both born on the same day by a cesarean section. So they were very, very close. I was named in part after my uncle. And this is just amazing to think that guys like them could see so many of their friends sacrificed, and people can actually say that funneling my neighbor's productive efforts into machinery of war and then painting that patriotic symbolism on everything is somehow acceptable after all that. And this is just even more ridiculous. It's so impossible to believe any of this stuff that they feed us. At least in World War II, the young guys, they went into it thinking that Pearl Harbor was a for real deal. They didn't know some of those backwards machinations. Okay, I'm an anarchist. I wouldn't accept the idea of going into a war off the backs of somebody else, off their wallets, that sort of thing, because I oppose the state. But for those people who were, you know, traditional patriots or conservatives back then, they see America getting attacked. They don't know what Roosevelt did. Okay, I get it. I understand. But this is just ridiculous. How can anybody believe the nonsense that they're spewing out about Putin if they just can look back 10 years, for God's sake? Jeez.
This guy's in one room, and he wears his Ukrainian T-shirt. Like, this is the guy. He's coming here, and he's meeting with them before he's meeting with President Biden, because you know exactly who his paymasters are. General Dynamics, Northrop Grumman, all of them were there. And it was an unbelievable moment. And then he tweeted this, actually. So he went into great detail about this. This is what Zelensky tweeted. I met with the leaders of the U.S. defense companies and expressed my gratitude to every American worker who manufactures weapons that help us safeguard our people and defend our land. I appreciated all American companies that attended last week's U.S.-Ukraine Defense Industry Conference. I also proposed establishing a European defense hub in Ukraine. Ah, we are prepared to make all essential decisions, cut red tape, and allocate orders. Now, that sounds like a great idea.
Allocate orders. You see what they're setting themselves up to be. Yep. And that's going to come that, you know, it's part of his way to try to attract more, to try to get the defense industry to back him because he's desperate. He's got some political infighting going on back in Ukraine. Okay, we get it. But in addition to that, he's he's bouncing off, I'm sure, ideas he's already heard from people in NATO as to how things were going to go if Ukraine had to sue for peace with Russia, which was that two-thirds of Ukraine would be taken over, one-third would be left, and that one-third would get massive support from the West and would become the Israel of the region with huge amounts of support. And, of course, for the NATO people and for the Deep State Atlantic Council people, it would then serve as the trigger point for the new Cold War that they want to have.
Think about that, right? It's the most corrupt country in Europe. So let's build a European defense hub in this location. He says, we'll cut red tape. What red tape do you have to begin with? We can't account for the weapons that we've already sent you. We can't account for the money we've already sent you. You're going to cut red tape? How much more red tape is there to be cut? And we're going to allocate orders, making sure that so Ukraine will become the NATO defense. We've said it all along that the whole purpose of this was to create, turn Ukraine into an aircraft carrier for NATO, put weapons on display so that people can make orders, use it as like a training ground, a proving ground. So people can come and watch how weapons are used and leveraged. He says, we are ready to produce more ammunition and military vehicles, but we require support. It's important to develop joint production of artillery, ammo, air defense systems, and artillery and missile systems. Together, we can create more jobs, generate more strength, and provide more opportunities for both of our nations. And here's the...
That's just amazing. And it really is the broken window fallacy. You know, it really is, except it's the death meets broken window fallacy in an even more pronounced fashion. It's, you know, Frederick Bastiat mentioned this a long time ago in the 1800s about the idea of the broken window, where a politician would say, well, look, that storm was beneficial because it gives the glazier that work. And Bastiat would say, yeah, but it means that the person who owns the house now has to spend money just trying to remain where he was at status X. He can't go to status X plus one. He's currently at status X minus one. So he's got to spend for the plus one over to where the minus one is just to be back at X. It's ridiculous, to use the parlance of, you know, Twitter/X. And he says that's money that would have gone into something else that would have helped that guy's life. Now, just to remain at his original position, he's going to lose that opportunity, opportunity costs. They're the ones who force on us the opportunity costs. And they're doing it with absolute destruction of nation states and people's lives. Just amazing. By the way, I wanted to thank everybody inside Rockfin and Rumble chat. Really good that you're there, everyone. I really appreciate it. Want to go on with just a little bit more excellent stuff from Redacted.
Photo op, of course, with these guys after the big meeting there, all of the defense contractors that shook hands with them, Northrop Grumman, Boeing, General Dynamics, of course, they're all there. However, something is different this time in Washington, D.C. with Zelensky's trip there. You know, before, of course, he was speaking in front of a joint session of Congress. Not anymore. Zelensky is this time, though, being met with a cold shoulder by members of Congress. And U.S. headlines showing this time as he arrives in Washington. Winter. Advantage Russia. Biden and package risks collapse. Ukraine on brink of losing war. I've seen a number of headlines talking about this is not good. This is not good for him now rolling into Washington, D.C. J.D. Vance told Steve Bannon today that people in Washington want to cut Social Security benefits in order to give money to Ukraine so Zelensky's ministers can buy yachts. Those are J.D. Vance's words. Listen.
You have a foreign leader coming to the United States like we're some sort of geopolitical salvation army. That is not the role of the United States here, is to hand out money to every beggar who comes into our country and demands that we fund their foreign conflict.
So I'm just curious. Anybody know how J.D. Vance has been voting about sending weapons to Israel for years? Yeah, you know, he's just a senator from Ohio. I'm sure he's very consistent. Don't you, aren't you? And by the way, I wanted to mention also when we talk about Zelensky's overtures to say that it'll be a place of investment where you can test your weapons and develop your weapons.
Just want to mention, if you get to see Redacted last night, I didn't include the clip today or anything like that, but if you got to see Redacted last night, they had Scott Ritter on, and Scott Ritter and Clayton went back and forth. Clayton was just hosting on his own because his 13-year-old son, I believe, had pneumonia, and his wife was with their son. And they were talking with Ritter. He was talking with Ritter, and Ritter did a very, very good job. If you know how we've spoken about the bioweapons plants there, as Dick Lugar and Obama went in there around, what was it, 2005, 2006. Not only does Ritter talk about the number, which I believe was 48 of those biolabs, but in addition to that, he talks about the mechanism of how they start, the so-called rationale behind them starting, which is, well, you know, we got to engage in this sort of research because the enemy is going to be, it's the total race to the bottom, mutually assured destruction concept. Well, the enemy is going to be engaging in this sort of research, so we got to engage in this sort of research to block what the enemy might develop with their research. So let's get started on our research right away. And he says that incentivizes these people once they're off on their own and they have special interests to start to develop these things to say, you know, while we're here, why don't we start developing these things as offensive bioweapons, which essentially the research, it's just natural to the research that they're going to be developing offensive stuff that could be used offensively anyway. So Ritter did a very, very good job on that. And I want to refer you to last night's program, 12-11-23. If you go, they break it up into pieces later so that people can, you know, watch separate subjects. I don't know whether the Scott Ritter interview is in its own subject, but check it out. And even though Rumble wasn't operating last night, they did put the stream up there later so you can find the show from Redacted yesterday. And I highly recommend for anybody who's familiar with Victoria Nuland with Marco Rubio, and he asked her about the biochemical plants and whether or not they were there in Ukraine. And she said, well, there are biological research facilities, and we are working with the Ukrainians to make sure that those research materials don't fall into the wrong hands. In other words, yeah, we got, you know, dangerous, pathological, death-creating chemicals and biological labs there. And and then of course Rubio said, well, and that would mean that if those things were used there, then it would be the Russians. Oh, okay. Sure, that makes total sense. Now, J.D. Vance there, by the way, folks, he's been making the big-time rounds. He was on with Laura Ingraham as well. But let's just continue with just a little bit of this and look at this massive hypocrite as well.
He is parachuting into this domestic political debate about prioritizing our own border. He's not here to tell us anything we haven't heard before. He's here to badger and browbeat Speaker Johnson and Senate Republicans into foregoing our negotiations on border security in order to write him another blank check. I've never seen anything like this. This is not Churchill coming in the midst to World War II. This is literally a guy begging for a handout and telling Republicans to stop negotiating over your own border security. I'm offended by it. As a United States Senator, I'm offended by it. We should be focused on our own border and be having that debate. We don't need Zelensky to parachute and tell us how to run our country. You have people in this town saying we need to cut Social Security. There are people who would cut Social Security, throw our grandparents into poverty. Why? So that one of Zelensky's ministers can buy a bigger yacht? Kiss my ass, Steve. It's not happening.
Okay. Well, isn't that interesting? Okay. Now, on my other computer, I just wanted to bring this up to you about J.D. Vance. Let's see. J.D. Vance issues statement on the war in Israel, October 7th. Cincinnati, Ohio, Senator J.D. Vance issued the following statement regarding Hamas's brutal terrorist attacks against the people in Israel. The horrible terrorist attacks launched by Hamas are an act of war, said Senator Vance. We must unequivocally condemn these heinous acts of violence against innocent civilians and the Iranian regime for funding the terrorists who carried them out. Except, of course, he doesn't mention that the United States was also funding Hamas and helped get Hamas
into power. Today, it is of utmost importance that the United States stand with our allies in Israel and offer our prayers for the victims of these attacks. What does stand mean? We can't ask REM. We must also recognize the intent behind these attacks of war. As our allies in Israel strive for peace in the Middle East, the Iranians hope these attacks will undermine the progress our allies have made towards stability in the region. See? So that's the thing. You know, just watching him on Bannon's War Room, or watching him with Laura Ingraham specifically talking about Ukraine, somebody would sit there and say, hey, yeah, that Vance guy, I'm with Vance all the way. That's awesome. Boy, he's awesome. But then you see, oh, no, that's right. He says Israel has a right to self-defense. That includes striking back with overwhelming force against their enemies. Now as ever, we must support our allies in that fight for freedom and security. May God watch over them. Oh, okay, J.D. And when you say God, do you mean Anthony Fauci? Because he seems to consider himself to be God. Now we've got this from October 30th, and I'll just read this to you from my other computer, from the Ohio Capital Journal, because he's such a bigwig from Ohio. U.S. Senator J.D. Vance calls for separate consideration of Israel aid package. Yes, he opposes continued support for Ukraine, and yet, wait a minute, I just thought that he was saying that the United States can't go around handing around welfare. Didn't he just say that? Didn't I hear him say that? A week ago, Republican Ohio U.S. Senator J.D. Vance began pushing his colleagues to separate, this is October 30th, funding for Israel and Ukraine. Now he and a handful of other Republicans have filed standalone legislation providing $14.3 billion in aid for Israel. Because everybody knows J.D. Vance is wicked consistent, as they'd say in Dorchester, guy. J.D. Vance, wicked consistent, dude. Let's go watch some hockey. At least they're more honest when they get in their fights, dude. They take off the gloves, guy. All right. Can you believe that? Let's just scroll back a little bit here and watch a little bit of this J.D. Vance somersault. All right, here we go. Clayton, hit me. Hit me, as Flavor Flav would say.
My yachts. Those are J.D. Vance's words. Listen.
You have a foreign leader coming to the United States like we're some sort of geopolitical Salvation Army.
Okay, I think that pretty much covers it, J.D. Maybe you might want to be consistent. And, yeah, screw you, dude. Yeah. Hey, hockey guy, I'll see you on the ice, dude. What a clown show.
There's plenty more coming up on Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Thanks for listening.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. but he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.